Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Pei Hei. We are up to Siv Dalet. We are on the second line on page 126. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Mitzvah min amuvchor sheyashlim osa kodem sheyochol b'shabbos. The Mitzvah min amuvchor, the best way to do Shnai Mikra v'chatargum, is to finish it before you eat on Shabbos day. V'im lo hishlim kodem achila, if you do not finish the Shnai Mikra before you eat, yashlim achar achila, then you could finish it after you eat, ad ha-mincha, until mincha. V'yesh omrim ad revi'i b'shabbos, some say that you have until Wednesday. V'yesh omrim ad shmini atzeres, some say you have all the way till shmini atzeres. Tehainu b'simchas Torah, she'oz mashlim ma'tzibur, that means simchas Torah, that's when the tzibur finishes going through all the parshios. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Tes, she'yashlim osa. So again, the Mechaber said the Mitzvah Namuvchar is to be mashlim before you eat on Shabbos. Ukediisa b'medrash, like the medrash says, Shetziva Rebbe Esbonav, the Rebbe commanded his children, Al tochlu lechem b'shabbos ad shetigmuru eskol ha'parsha. Rebbe commanded his sons, don't eat bread on Shabbos until you finish the parsha. Now if you look in the Bir Halacha, the bottom one on page 126, he says in the Ramasko Yashlam Achar Achila, Mashet Siva Rebbe Shiyigmiru Aparsha Kodem HaSuuda, that which Rebbe commanded his children to finish the Parsha before the Suda, Hurak Mishum Dechoyesh Dilma Agav Rov Suda Shabbos Mishnumit Velo Yigmur. It was because he was worried they get carried away with the Shabbos Suda, they're not going to finish it afterwards. So it was really just a precaution, it's really the best way. That's what Rebbe was telling his sons. So says the Mishabura, Umikomakom poshe de'ein la'akev machmas zeh ha'achila ad achar chatzos. But it's poshe, it says the Chafetz Chaim, you shouldn't delay your suda because of Shnai Mikra to eat after chatzos. Like we'll see later on, in Siman Reish Pei Ches, that you're not supposed to delay your suda after chatzos. So even though you should really do Shnai Mikra before you eat, it's not grounds to push off your suda. De'uzeu rak mitzvah ba'alma, this is only mitzvah ba'alma that you should do it earlier, but you should not push off your suda. And the best thing is, the proper thing is, if you didn't reach Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum on Erev Shabbos, lahashkim b'Shabbos baboker, to get up early Shabbos morning, v'likra Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum kodem alichasol beis haknesses, and you should do the Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum before you go to shul. Kein isa bor zarua reish shel Shabbos v'chein muchach b'tamidei Rabbi Yonah reish brachos ayin sham. I want to just summarize this Mishabura and point out a couple of things. The Mishabura over here in Sivkotan Tes says that number one, the Medrash says that Rebbe told his children, don't eat bread on Shabbos until you finish the Parsha. But then we pointed out that it's pashit, that you're not going to push off your Suda pass chatzos for that, that's not kedai. Because if you didn't do it before the Suda, you could do it afterwards. It's only a mitzvah of Alma to do it before. And then we said that if you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos, so then you should really get up early Shabbos morning and do it before you go to shul for Shachris. Now, point number one I want to point out is note number 25 says that V'achilas arai kosa v'aktsos ha'shulchon sheyocho lecho kodem sheyikr shnamicha v'ketargum. What Rebbe commanded his sons was not to eat bread. So the point that they're pointing out in note 25 is, but to go to a kiddush would be okay. That's not called eating bread. That's going to be okay. Number two, I want to point out is the Shaar Tzion and Os Yodalid, on that which the Mishabura said that it's pashit. Don't push off your suda past chatzos for Shnai Mikra. And Yodalid, he writes, Oshi Yeshlo Orchim Bebeso Shteivim Lecho. Or if you have guests in your house, or forget the guests, your family, your wife, your children are hungry, so you don't make everyone wait around so you finish Shnai Mikra. Yeah, it's a nice thing to finish Shnai Mikra before the suda, but really, it's your job to get up before davening to finish it, not to cause tzar to the rest of your family, and do it after davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Koton Yud. The Mechaber told us that if you don't finish it before the Achila, you should finish it after the Achila ad HaMincha. The Mimincha ulamalu maschil and atzibur likros parsha shavua haba. Because starting from Mincha, that's already when we lay in the next week's parsha, and therefore it should be done before Mincha, before you get involved in the next week's parsha. In the back of the Sefer, note number 27 points out, it's in the middle of page 22, if you didn't get a chance to finish a Shtayim Mikra before Mincha on Shabbos, the Ksos HaShulchan writes that you should do it after Mincha. We saw a sheet in the Mechaber that says you can do it till Wednesday. So don't think to yourself, I didn't finish it before Mincha, I have till Wednesday, I might as well just wait till Wednesday. Wait till up until Wednesday. Don't say that. Mishum she'ein ze ela b'diyeved. That's only b'diyeved. V'chein mashmer lahalon she'kosav she'lechadchila l'kuy alma yesh liko sh'amichav adar m'shagos. That's only a b'diyeved that you should do it till Wednesday. But you really should finish it on Shabbos. So although the first sheet is saying ideally finish it by Mincha, or by Achila, if not by Achila, by Mincha, if you didn't finish it by Mincha, you certainly should try to finish it before Shabbos ends, and don't just give up on Shabbos and say, I'll do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If there is an inyan to finish it on Shabbos, that is the best way to do it. So even if you didn't do it the best way, the before the Suda, or before Mincha, at least do it afterwards in Chaperayin on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkotan Yud Aleph. The next Shita said Yesh Omrim Ad Revi'i B'Shabbos. The reason for that is the Shloshi Yomim Harishonim Shayochim Adayin Tzas L'Shabbos Sha'over. As we know, the first days of the week, the first 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is Shayach to the previous Shabbos. Ukel Kamam B'Simin Reish Tzadi Tesev Ovla Gabi Avdolah. Like we know, the famous Halacha by Avdolah. If you don't make Avdolah, you still have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to make Avdolah. Lachim B'Di'evet Yochel Hashlo. Therefore, according to the Shita, you could still be up to Wednesday, not including Wednesday, l'chora, just Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The next sheet that said, V'yesh omrim ad shmini atzeres, says the Mishabruas of Katan Yudbez, Hainu be'eretz Yisrael, shesham osen shmini atzeres, rak yom echad. This is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, yihatl shmini atzeres, because they make shmini atzeres only one day, v'gom rat zibur azah sefer Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, as we know, shmini atzeres is also some chas Torah, that's when they finish the Torah, so you only have till then to do shnai mikra. U'lakach b'dievin nikri ad yom bahu mashum parashios yivat zibur, therefore we'll call it b'dievin, that your mashum, your parashios the tzibur, because that's when the tzibur finishes all the parshios. Aval lechatchilo lukuli amo lo yaacher yoser miyom haShabbos. Like we just saw in the note before, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, lechatchilo, according to everyone, you should not delay after Shabbos. It's true you have a backup plan. One shita says you have till Wednesday. One shita says you have till Shmini Atzeres. But lemaisa, really, according to everyone, lechatchilo, you should finish it on Shabbos. Sivkotin yad gimel shaoz mashimin atzibur. We said in Eretz Yisrael Shmini Atzeres, which is in Chosora. Because that's when they are mashlim the kriya. V'yeshlo likros oshnai mikra ve'echa targum, and that's when you should read the shnai mikra ve'echa targum. Udolo ka'osan shikorin mikra l'chud. Don't do like those people who only read the psukim, kevon shechosin l'gam ha'targum. Because then they're lacking also the targum. If you want to make up shnai mikra ve'echa targum all the way to Shmini Atzeres, it has to be done the proper way. Shnai mikra ve'echa targum. Apparently there were some that were just reading the psukim. Sakta mishabura, that is not really enough. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Hey, Yochol Likros HaParsha Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum B'Shas Kriyas HaTeira. Says the Mechaber, you can read the Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum during laning. The Ramah says, V'ayin La'el Simi Kuf Mem Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yudalud. You could do it B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, U'B'Simin Kuf Mem Vav V'Magin Avram Siv Katan Hey Hevi B'Shem HaShloh. The Magen Avraham brings down b'shem the Shlosh and Machmir Bazeh. He was Machmir not to do it during Kriyas HaTorah. Again, this is talking about you're holding at a different place than the Chazan. It's just time during Lenin. You're doing your own Shtayim Mikra. So the Shloh was Machmir. Ela kol tzrichin l'shmoa ha-kriya mipiya Shliya Tzibur. Rather, everyone has to be listening to the Lenin from the Shliya Tzibur. In note 31, he points out that doing Shtayim Mikra during Chazar Shashatz is also not any good. And therefore, B'chai Kiryaski says, even b'diavad, you're not Yotze if you do it during Chazar Shashatz. Continues the Mishnah Berurah v'chein udas ha-gra. Shuva b'sefer ma'aseh rav. This is also the opinion of the Gra that's written in the ma'aseh rav. The tzarach l'shmoa kol teva v'teva. You have to listen to every word of Kriyas HaTorah. V'liros b'chumish, and to be looking inside a chumish. V'lo yisayeya la'akore klal. You should not be reading along with the balkore at all. U'mashmu shetofsu ha'ikir k'das ha'shibole leket b'shem rabo v'haram shuva b'agos ma'imenu b'es yosef shom derak ben gavro l'gavro mutter. So these poskim seem to be taking on the shita of the shibole Leket, b'shem his Rebbe, and the Ram that's brought up as Maimimi and Beis Yosef, that only during, between the Aliyahs, can you do Shnai Mikra, but not while the laning is going on. Umikomokom Nira. However, it says to the Chofetz Chaim, it does appear the likro belachash milo b'milo imashli atzibur ein lahachmir b'zeb. Like we learned earlier in the simon, if you're going to read along quietly, word for word, together with the chazan, then you don't have to be machmir. Kevan shemechavein oz gam lishmo kol tevam piyashli atzibur. Because then you're accomplishing both things. The whole reason why you shouldn't do shnayim mikro according to these poskim during Kriyas HaTorah is you're not going to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But if you're hearing it and you're just saying it softly along to be mekayim shnayim mikro, so avada, you're being mechaving to hear every word, and that is fine. Now, in note 32, he does point out that that was the minhag of the stipler, likro es hapam ashniya shel hashnayim mikro v'chatagim yachad mashatz. What the stipler did was he would read along his second time of the psukim together with the chazan during laning, uben gavra le gavra kares a targum, and then between the aliyahs he would fill in the targum. Va'chazan ish nag lishtok be'es hakriya ulahakshem mitochumish. However, the chazan ish did not read along with the chazan; he was quiet during laning and he would just listen from the chumish. But we do see an interesting thing from the stipler over here. We discussed last time that although the Mishnah Berura doesn't really bring it down about doing aliyah at a time, we did see in the notes that the Chaim Kanievsky said to do an aliyah at a time would be okay if it makes it easier for you to keep cheshbon of what you're up to. But we see over here from the minhag of his father, from the stipler, the same idea. Because the stipler read with the Baal Koreh each aliyah, and then he read the Targum during the Ingavra Lagavra, between the aliyah. So clearly he was also going aliyah by aliyah in doing his Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. The Mishnah Berura ends off Sivkotin Yudaladin writes, Vamogin Avram Hevi Shom B'Shemata Moshe Delechatchila Nochon Lasos came. The Mogin Avram brings B'Shemata Moshe Delechatchila, it's proper to do this, to read along quietly with the Chazin, V'chein Kosu Kama Achronim, that's how various Achronim bring it down. Sivkotin Tezvav Ayin Le'el Simen Kufman Vav, the Ramah said to look early in Kufman Vav, V'Shom Masak HaMachaber B'Siv Beis, there the Machaber comes out, Maskon HaSiv Beis, Nochon Lahamidakti B'Dvarov, that one who is careful with his words should properly lechavein daito l'shamim biakori, should listen with his das and hear all the words in the Baal Koreh. V'hum yishum dechoshesh gamkein l'das ha-poskim sheveisi l'malo. That's because he was concerned with those poskim who say you actually have to hear every word from the Baal Koreh. But again, the halach l'maisa which comes out that seems to be a good according to almost everyone is that you read along quietly, you're listening to the chazan and you're reading along quietly, seems to be that is a pretty good way to go. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Sivov, Melamde Tinokos Ein Srichin Lachzor Velikros HaParsha B'Shabbos. Teachers of children, they're teaching the kids the Parsha, so they do not have to go back and read the Parsha on Shabbos as well. But says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkotin Tazayim, this is Dafka B'Yemeim, this is Dafka in the olden days, Shayulomdin Pirish HaMikrim HaTinokos. They learn not only the psukim, but also the pirush of the psukim with the children. Ulekach yotzim bazeh gam yidei targum. Therefore, they were actually yotzei shnayim mikvecha targum through their teaching of the kids the entire pasha. Ukelel b'sebeis, like we learned earlier in sebeis. However, im lomet pirush hamilos lechud. If you're not learning the pshat pirush hamikra, you're just learning pirush hamilos. You're just teaching the words literally. So lo yotzei yidei targum. Then you're not yotzei the chiyuv of targum, ela shnei pavim mikra, then you're only yotzi the shnei mikra, but you're not yotzi the echa targum. Te bevadai kora ematinoko shnei pavim, because we can assume for sure you read the psukim two times, so that's good, but velochein tzarech lomar targum ba'atzmo, you would have to go back and read the targum by yourself, because if you're just teaching the words, as we learned previously, that's not good enough to be counted as a targum. If you're teaching the psukim, you're explaining the chazals, you're explaining it like Rashi, so then already we said you can be yotzi the shnei mikra ve'echa targum. So again, the Melani Tinokos that are doing it in the right way, they do not need to go back and read it on Shabbos. Mikan Shenigun HaTo'omim Einu Ma'akev L'gayim Shem Mikra V'echa Targum. Says the Prima Godom, assuming these Rebbeim are not doing it with the trup and the proper Nigun, so you would see from here that that is not Ma'akev the Chiyuv of Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, Ein Tzorech Likros Parshas Yom Tov. Although for every Shabbos there is an Inyan to do Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum, but when Yontov is coming and there's a Yontov leaning, you do not need to do Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum on the Yontov leaning. The Ramos says, V'chein Ein Tzorech tzarech likros haftaros, you also do not need to read before Shabbos the haftorah. Mikom makom nogu likros haftorah. However, the minog is to read the haftorah before Shabbos, and we'll see why. Ubishabbos shel chasana, when it's a Shabbos that has a chasana there, there's an ufruf, yikro haftorah shel Shabbos, then you should read during the week following the minog, reading the haftorah of Shabbos, below sos asis, but you do not need to read the extra psukim from the haftorah that you add for a chasana, which we'll see now in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkoton Yud Ches, we said you do not need to do Shnei Mikvei HaTargum on the Yontif Leining, Ratzalomar. She'ein Tzorech Likros L'atzmo Shnei Mikvei HaTargum. You do not need to read the Yontif Leining Shnei Mikvei HaTargum. Doch V'akora Kol HaTorah Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato. Because every Parsha you covered, by doing it every week, you covered every Parsha. Yontif is going back to a Parsha that you either read or you will read, and therefore you covered everything by doing Shabbos. You do not need to do Yontif. Ubiyomo Shana Rabba Yikushtai Mikavecha Targum Pasha Zosa Brocha. So the Mishabura on Oshana Rabba, that's when you should do Shana Mikavecha Targum on Pasha Zabrocha. Vim Kora Biyom Shmini Atzeres Lohisid. If you read Shana Mikavecha Targum of Zosa Brocha on Shmini Atzeres, so you do not lose. There is an interesting note over here, and that is note number 35, the second paragraph. Ubiyom Simchas Torah Atzma. What about on Simchas Torah itself? Af shekvar ischilu likro parshas Bereishis. Even though, let's say in the morning they already started reading Bereishis, Rav Nissen Karel it says sheyochal likro parshas v'zos habracha kol hayom. Even though normally we say once you start the next parsha, you really shouldn't go back. Certainly over here, you started a new cycle. You read Bereishis already. You would think that you can't go back to Zabracha. Zakter this in Karelitz on Simchas Torah itself. Even though the Tzibur read Bereishis, you can go back and read Zabracha. And he says a very nice svara. Mishum shekriyas parshas Bereishis hirak ofen shel siyam haTorah. We didn't really start Bereishis. We did Chasam Bereishis. That's where we finished the Torah. We finished the Torah by starting it again. But it's not a start me didn't starting. It's a starting me didn't finishing. It's really part of the Siyam HaTorah. The Chen Das Agon Ruchayim Kenyeski, that even after you started Bereishis in the laning in the morning on Simchas Torah, you can still finish the Osa Baruch afterwards. Umikomokom Hosev Agon Ruchayim Kerelitz, Shekevan Shekvar Eschilu Likro Parshas Bereishis Lamaisa. Since they actually read Parshas Bereishis already, Yochel Lahasul Shanike Vechatagim Shal Parshas Bereishis. So beautifully, he says, you could take both sides. On the one hand, Lamaisa, you read Bereishis, so you can start going weiter and doing Shnei Mikra on Bereishis, but you can also go back to Dosa Bracha, because the starting of Bereishis wasn't really Midin Aschala, it was really Midin Siyum. And therefore, Rav Nissen Karel says that Simchas Torah day after laning is really open to finish up Zos HaBracha and to begin Bereishis as well. Me'idach on the other hand, the Kav HaChaim argues. He says, Shachareish Ekvar Yastriyul Likro Pash Bereishis. No. Once they read Bereishis, you're done. Shuvein Yochol Hashlem Es Pash Zos HaBracha. So the Kav HaChaim says, otherwise, he says, once they read Bereishis, you can't go back to Zos HaBracha. Okay, that's a machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Sivkoton Yutes, Nogu Lukas Haftorah. He said, even though you don't have to do Shnei Mikvei HaTargum on the Haftorah, the minog is to read the Haftorah before Shabbos. Tam HaMinog. Zokta Mishabura, the reason for that minog is, Shema Yikra'uhu L'mocher L'mafter. You might get called off L'mafter tomorrow. V'hei Baki V'rogil, but you want to be able to knock it out. You want to be able to say the Haftorah properly, so you want to get familiar with it before Shabbos. Mashe'en kem beparshio shel Yom Tov, Sheshom HaChazan Hu HaKore, which is not the case, the regular laning of Yontif. There's a Balkore who's reading it, so you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to prepare it, you're not reading it. But the Haftorah, which you might read, so then you should prepare it. Now note 36 points out the obvious. Mashmash shebemokom shabakore hu akore as Haftorah minavi shebeklath. Obviously, if you're in a place where the Haftorah, you don't get called up randomly from Matthew and have to read the Haftorah, but there's a set balkore who reads it from a klath, so then again, einat sibur tzrichim likro l'asman as Haftorah, you would not have to read the Haftorah during the week. The Gama Chazanish lo kores Haftorah la'atzmo. The Chazanish also did not read the Haftorah during the week. The Yitochin Shemitam Zeh lo kora. Very likely it's for this reason, because by him they were reading from a klaf, he had no reason to be preparing it, because there was no chance of you being called up to actually read the Haftorah. The most you'd have to do is read the brachos. Ulefi Tam Zeh ends note 36, according to this reasoning. Misha lo kores Haftorah la'atzmo ra'achariat fila. In a place where you do prepare the Haftorah, because you do read the Haftorah publicly, So if you didn't get a chance to read it till after davening, so the Ksos HaShulchan says, Sheshuv Ein Tzarech Likros Haftarah L'atzmo. There's no din to read the Haftarah. You're doing it in case you get called up for that Aliyah. So if you didn't do it, and laning is already over, so there's no reason to go back to it now. There's no inyan bifnei atzmo to learn the Haftarah. It was only as a preparation. Once you messed up, and you didn't do it, and laning's over, so there would be no reason to go back. One more Mishnah Berurah said, Katan Chof. We said in a place where the minigas to prepare the haftorah, even if there's a chasna, you'll only prepare the haftorah of the regular parsha. You don't have to prepare the haftorah of sos asis. Says the Chofetz Chaim Ratz Alomer. It means to say, sheyesh minag be'ezim mekomos, there is a minigas on places, shekorim betzibur, that they read publicly, levad haftorah hasidra, besides the regular haftorah, od eza psukim mehaftorah sos asis. They also read some psukim from the haftorah of sos asis, mishum diksivba kechosan yechahan pe'er. The Gomer. It mentions a chassan over there, and therefore that's the haftorah for a chassan. We don't do this, but they used to do this. And therefore they would add in, when there's a chassan, some psukim of sos asis. For kamash mulan, the mechaber is coming, the Ramos coming to teach us, the bishah shekori l'asmo haftorah, in the place of the minigas that you read the haftorah by yourself before Shabbos, ain't tzarech likros elu apsukim, you do not need to read these psukim, mishum duhu matzui v'shagur b'fi hakol. Because everyone knows it. Ubaki behem belozu akriya. Everyone was so familiar with this haftorah, and there's no reason to prepare it. Uba arba parshios rika haftorah, the arba parshios. When it comes to arba parshios, shkolim zochar, paranachodesh. So then, before Shabbos, again, in places where the minigas to prepare the haftorah, you should read those haftorahs as well. That concludes Simon Reish Pehesh, Tamikav Echatagav, Mirza Shem. Tomorrow we'll begin Reish Pehvav, learning the halachos of Tfilas Musaf Beshabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.